Women's Shir and Chavos Halvovos, Wednesday afternoon, Shahar Bitachon, Chav Tes Teves, January 1st.
Okay, it's a minute early, but we back up a little to give us some momentum. So we're learning Chavos Halvovos, Shahar Bitachon, and we're in Perek Dalin, which goes through life, all different, actually more than life, because he talks about Olam Habol also. And this is how to apply Perigimel. Perigimel is the acquisition of the Midah Bitachon, and Perigdalet is the application. Once you have acquired it, so he says, okay, now this is workshops. Play, whatever it's called, play therapy. Therapy, but play, like they say, okay, let's have this scenario. This is how you would react. This is what you would say. This is how you would think. So he has a list of seven things. We finished the first thing, and we're about to start the second. The first one was basic sustenance, a person, individual, his life, his or her life, whether it's health or mizonos, parnasa, but at the level of needs, nothing extra, no mosrus, nothing that you want, things that you need. Now the definition of need can be expanded to air conditioning and shamash. It could be expanded to a car in Muncie, even though many people don't have cars, but that's already, you know, it's impossible to tack a label. You just have to decide, maybe, is it really a need or is it just something you want, most of us. Regarding to needs, he says, bitachon is a no-brainer, meaning defining bitachon as per back in Perek Aleph. You don't have to be nervous. You shouldn't be nervous. I mean, a person should always think Shema Yomos Umachar, says in Pirkei Avos, because this way you do tshuva. But if it makes you nervous, then there's something wrong. Chazal don't mean you should be nervous about it. Chazal are just saying you should act accordingly because you're aware of the possibility. So you do tshuva. But the Chazal says you're alive, and if you're alive, Hashem sort of has to give you. I mean, just like you're alive, so you have to be healthy to be alive, and you have to have food to be alive, and you need shelter to be alive, and you need whatever you need to be alive. So that's the easy, that you must have been talking about that, meaning that's the easiest, so to speak, because I'm relying on Hashem to keep me alive, and that includes everything else. I should be least nervous about starving to death. I should be more nervous if I want a Lexus. But I should be least nervous about starving to death, about not having where to live if, assuming a shelter is a need, not just a want. Our forefathers lived in tents. On the weekend, there's a whole bunch of people in Lakewood that live in Tent City. They're not Jewish. I don't know if they're exercising in Tachan. I think they're exercising something else.
Why
do they live there? It's illegal immigrants. Not Jews. Illegal immigrants have Tent City, and they sit there and they rob whenever they can. They try to clear them out, and the civil rights people get involved. Okay, but by the same token, says the Chavos Halvovos, you have more of a responsibility to do what we call tadlus, because Hashem, so to speak, has to provide this, so you have to provide the channels for it, or else you're in effect committing suicide. And he talks about what a tremendous avera that is. It doesn't have to be suicide jumping off a roof. It's if I sit back and I expect Hashem, even if I expect Hashem to send me parnasa, because I remember him saying Hashem has to keep me alive, But by the same token, you have a tremendous responsibility to do the shtadlus, and actually he spends most of his talking about this first thing, making sure you don't make the mistake of thinking you don't have to do hishtadlus. Adarabba, you have to take care of your health. Yeah, whatever's necessary, whether it's exercise or going to the doctor or wearing a sweater or having bars on the windows, you have to do that because, as always, the bitachon hishtadlus scale is that we're creating the channels for Hashem, we're creating the channels for Hashem. That's how he structured the world. If the sheishes and eight gracious, that. So he needs channels, because he doesn't need channels, but that's how he made the world, that he will use channels through which his din channel, and therefore we have to create them, and more responsibility, and it's as much as I should have bitachon and not be nervous, I have more of a responsibility to make sure that I create those channels. I have a job, and I have to have shelter, and I have to see to it that I eat properly and take care of my health, and so on and so forth. We're up to number two now. Number two is, but I want more. I do want Alexis. I want my father's second wife. She was rich in Europe. She was rich. She had two dresses. One for weekday and one for Shabbos. Most people had one dress. She was rich and she had two dresses. Now, my daughters, you know, they would put that in category one. They would put that in category two. You know, we're fighting now about with a wedding. I don't know, that's terrible. With their old, I said, where will it stop? Well, I run out of money, I guess. What? Yeah, I'm not talking about dresses, I'm talking about everything else you do with them. Okay. Anyway, so, but I do want these things. And it's not an Aveira. I mean, if we ever learn Shara Precious, you'll get the idea that it's better to have less and to want less. But a normal person wants more, wants to be comfortable, wants to, we want to be comfortable in life. So what's my bitachon hishtadlus ratio? What do I do? Is it the same as number one? No, it's very, very different. Chazal Kabbalah says it's a tremendous chiddush. I'm warning you now, you're not going to accept it. You can say it's not true, or it can't be, or it's impossible, but we'll only cover Salvador. And he's compellingly logical. He's compellingly logical. So let's put your seatbelts on, because that's number one already. Seatbelts is number one.
So it's not
going to be. No, Salvador is assuming it's okay. And the question is, how do you deal with it from the perspective of bitachon and hishtadlus? What do I do? I want a bigger house. Some people need a bigger house. I mean, it's always, you can talk about, do I need a bigger house? I want a bigger house. I don't want the kids on my head. It'll make me nervous. It'll render the family dysfunctional. You might need a bigger house, and if it becomes a need, Hashem will provide it for you. If you do the righteous task. But now we're in things that are not needs, they are mosros. And there's nothing wrong, but it'll very quickly become wrong when we realize what people do to acquire the mosros and the Chovos HaLevavos' approach in the Bitachon Hishtadlus. It's only give you the right word. The Bitachon Hishtadlus ratio, continuum, balance, dichotomy, some word. The Bitachon Hishtadlus. The Bitachon Hishtadlus balance. Uper Shachelik Hashemi, who ben Yoni Kenyoni Adam, wealth, Ruchush, the Sibos Tirfo, that's food, because Allah always talks about food, the Ofani Asokov. And then he goes through a whole list. I'm going to skip the following 20 words. He gives a list of things that you do for a living and the different things people do, and they try to get jobs that earn more money because they want to have more money and they want to have the finer things in life and whatever. So let's skip it. We learned the list. We're going to go through things that we do. Just two, three lines. Mimashim is asking about everything people do. The kabetz momon, to acquire wealth. Laharbos mosu hamichya, and to have more than you need, what we call mosros. Ofani yosher habitachon bohemalo elokim, the proper way to apply, that's what this parable is about, applying bitachon. The proper way to apply bitachon is as follows. Here's the picture. I'll give you the picture of Falpeh. Hishtadlus is really a waste of time. Right? We know that from the third parable. Theoretically, conceptually, intellectually, it's a waste of time because I don't accomplish anything. Hashem decides and sends things my way. So so why isn't going to work Bittul Torah for a man? Why? Because Hashem created a world where you do Hishtadlus. Or a woman, why do she involve in Chesed all day? Some of you are. I don't want to embarrass you by saying who. But why? You know. But you do have to cook supper. So, why? Why doesn't the supper just fly to the table?
We're in the season, we can talk about it coming down the chimney. So, the answer is ishtatlus. Hashem wants us to do ishtatlus, and it's an avera not to. It's Ratzon Hashem, and Adarav, we talked about you being an Eved Hashem 24/7. When you sleep, when you eat, when you go to work, when you put gears in the car, when you go shopping, anything you do, you become an Eved Hashem just by thinking, I'm doing this because it's the will of Hashem. Okay. Now you have to do a hishtadlus that'll get you basic sustenance, because you have to create the channels for Hashem to send you basic sustenance, because he has to send you basic sustenance, so to speak, and he has to come through channels. So you have to go to work. Let's say I have to take it gets complicated, because if I tell my boss I only want to work 5 hours a day, I'm going to get fired. But let's say there was such a thing, right? The falafel store on Rehov Yecheskel. And when he earns enough money for either that day or that week, I don't know, he closes up shop. It's, you want a falafel at 4 o'clock, he's closed already, because he earned enough money for today already. Let's say you could calibrate. So the Chavis HaLava says, to do hishtadlus and to go to work for 5 hours a day, which are the channels needed for sustenance level, to be alive, that you have to do. But if I want to be wealthy, I have no heter to work 6 hours a day. Hashem will either make me wealthy or he won't make me wealthy. If he makes me wealthy, he'll make me wealthy within my 5 hours a day. How? Hashem's pretty smart. He can do it. If he doesn't want me to be wealthy, I can work 12 hours a day, I won't be wealthy. There's no heter of hishtadlus for more than sustenance, for more than the basic need level. And therefore it's Bittul Torah. I have better use of my time. I'm wasting my time, because all hishtadlus is a waste of time. But Hashem wants us to do it. But that heter holds the Chovos HaLavos is only true to create the basic level of what Hashem has to give us, what we learned in the first part. So I have to do hishtadlus, or else it's like committing suicide, or else I'm asking for a nes or whatever. But more than that, I'll either become wealthy or I won't become wealthy. I either will have money or I won't have money. I'll have a heathen. If I say I'm going, really, I could work for. If, again, it gets complicated, I think, because most of our. The average job, you don't have the option. You don't have the option of saying I want to work 5 hours. But let's say to a man comes to me and says, I want to take a second job because I want more money. Chavis HaLavos says, Chas v'shalom. It's Bittul Torah, it's terrible, and you're wasting your time. And there's no heter to do it. There's no chiyuv hishtadlus, and the mele there's no heter hishtadlus. Because you're wasting your time. Because to become rich is beyond hishtadlus. If Hashem wants to give it to you, he'll give it to you without hishtadlus. He doesn't want you wasting your time. Hashem only wants you to do the minimum hishtadlus. So if you do more thinking it'll make you rich, it always says you're wasting your time. Because you'll either become rich anyway, or you won't become rich anyway. Now you'll say, well, come on, Rav, I'm walking home at the end of the week with a bigger paycheck. How can anybody deny that reality? Theirs is, if you've seen anything of life, and all of you have, it doesn't take much. We think, oh man, my car broke. Ugh. No, your car broke because you're not supposed to have the extra money. And you wasted an extra hour a day earning extra money to buy a better car, and it's broke because you're not supposed to have that extra money. Well, you're not supposed to have that extra car. So we're talking net. We're not netto. Hashem works netto. Your kid needs braces. That's it. You say, and you say, Baruch Hashem, I took the extra job because my kid needs braces. So the Chavis HaLavos, you're foolish. Your kid needed braces because you took the extra job. So what are we going to do with all that extra money you're not supposed to have? Well, I have a good idea, Mrs. Hashem. Braces. There goes your extra money. You don't have it anymore. We look at, that's what the Chavis HaLavos said. Let's learn it inside. Let's learn it inside, please. Ofani Yosher Habitochon B'Emal HaLokim Shigasasek, but you have to be Misasek. That's the Chavis HaLavos word for Hishtadlus. You're Hisaskus and Sibos. Wait, let me just again remind everyone. So when you pick a job,
Don't go to the job counselor about what's going to earn you more money, more than basic, get you above poverty level and make you rich. But you could take a job. Look, there are ways to pick a job. We learned that in Perry Gimbel. What I feel I can make a positive contribution to society, what I feel I'm good at, what I feel I'm cut out to do. If Hashem wants you to be rich, you will have the inclination to be a brain surgeon, let's say. You have to decide to be a brain surgeon because that's what you enjoy doing, and you hope you do it good, you do it very well, and you enjoy doing it, and that's your contribution to a society. Brain surgery. That's Hashem made you that with those inclinations, with those tunas hanefesh, because those will be the channels that you become rich. But if you're not supposed to become, I'm assuming a brain surgeon is rich. But if you're not supposed to become rich, then you might be a brain surgeon, but you're gonna have, I don't want to say things that are maybe, you know, you'll have reasons in life to spend extra money, and we all know that there's plenty of reasons in life that the money goes. And they're very possibly happening because you're not supposed to have that money. And that's the only reason they're happening, is because you have too much money. And the gzera is you're not supposed to have that much money. It's not that if there's a gzera that you're not supposed to have a certain level of lifestyle, so you're not going to earn it. You may earn it, but then it'll be lost on, because we're showing, you know, there's reasons to spend money. So you can become a doctor. No one's telling you you have to stock shelves in the supermarket because that's what gives you basic sustenance. Not chas v'shalom. You pick a job based on the criteria that the Chas v'shalom set up very gimel. I feel I'm good at it. I have an inclination to do it. I have job satisfaction from it, and I'm making a positive contribution to society. If you could work 6 hours a day, and that brings you basic sustenance, you work 6 hours a day. Now you'll ask me, what about the person that's providing a therapist, providing a tremendous need for society, especially a firm therapist? And if they limit themselves to 5 hours a day, there's a lot of people out there that need help, and they're not going to get it. Okay? As long as your motivation is not to outsmart Hashem and to become rich. Your motivation is to help people, so you're doing chesed. So that's fine. That's terrific. If your job is to do chesed, to help people, I mean, everybody can do that. The guy that sells cakes in Yale or Yafe or whatever it's called, he or she would only be mechave, I am here to provide a service to the Ramat Beit Shemesh community. Oh, why don't you laugh at my jokes? You're laughing, I'm serious.
Service is not in the Israeli vocabulary.
He's giving you the cake. He's there. If he wouldn't be there, he wouldn't have the cake. You want to buy cake for Shabbos or for during the week or whatever, and he could be doing any storekeeper, any stocking of shelf, Eben Hashem, 24/7, 24/6, if you're doing your job. Really. So, again, no one's saying you have to work 5 hours a day, but your motivation should not be to become wealthy. That's up to Hashem if you become wealthy or not. You have Hashem locked in, right, in part number one. Number one on the list, Hashem is locked in, so to speak. If you're going to live, he's going to give you whatever you need to live. But if you become rich, the next, you know, depends how hard you dive in Rosh Hashanah. So, okay, that's the basic setup.
Can I ask,
yeah.
What if you have an inheritance and you don't need to work for money? Should you still work? Or
so the answer is, if you can do mitzvahs all day, a man or a woman? No, I'm sorry, a man should work all day. But if you can't, many people can't. Most people can't. As I said, the latest of attention span is down to 15 minutes. You know, if you can't sit, then if you're just walking around and drinking coffee, that's not good. But if you do mitzvahs the whole day, you can set up a gemach and run it the whole day. What do they have to... If he works to earn even more money and more money and more money to give a Yerusha to his kids, that's not... He's wasting his time. It's not even evil, Chazal Allah says. It's not an Avera. It's a bunch of bittul zman. You'll be rich anyway, or you won't be rich anyway.
So spend your time. Your time is over. Time is life. Time is life. Use your, make your life productive. Productive means mitzvahs. Now, mitzvahs can be helping people. That's it. So really, it's tricky because everything's called the sum of almost. If everybody's helping people, a lawyer, a doctor. If a lawyer says, if I limit my hours, the trick is it has to be true. If a lawyer says, if I limit my hours, there'll be people that will go to not such competent lawyers. Or there'll be people, I have a special expertise and I can help them. So that's okay. For the lawyers is talking about the motivation of earning more money, which is lemaisa, most of the time, that's the motivation. People do not pick jobs, unfortunately, based on the Lovolis's criteria, but they pick jobs according to what statistics show. Well, by the time they get around to finishing school and getting a job, of course, that's on the bottom of the totem pole. Because if the market became so saturated, that's all Hashem. That's all Hashem. So he says, you have to be Mesase, Gamesha, Simin, Bohabori, Lutzer, Sipuko, Lizono. Okay, he says Zeman Lohabore may have, but we know that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mazame, the channels, is by your picking the channels based on the criteria of Perek Gimel. But Hashem created you with certain talents, with certain inclinations, so that's all coming from Hashem. The criteria of picking a job is coming from Hashem. So that's called Zeman Lohabore Mehem. Letzorech Sipuko Umazono, Ulahagi Al Mashayesh Bo Daimen Olam. Things that he needs, but I want more. So he says, "Listen, the yitzur ha'boi b'tosefes alzeh tvo eyu mibli tarech v'yagia. You're a fool. You're working for nothing. You'll make an investment. Your car won't break. Your kids won't need braces. You will get a yerusha. Hashem is very, very smart. Hashem can figure it out." Believe Torah V'yagi, you don't have to work those extra hours to earn more money. You'll get it anyway, if you were supposed to. Ah, kasha yivtach alo alo kimba. That's maybe not so easy. But the point is, if you're not supposed to get it, you won't anyway. But he says, bitachon is a big part of this. You will have the money through it without Torah V'yagi, if you don't go around resentful, because Elena would say you shouldn't work extra to earn more money. And you're resentful, that does, but you have to be happy and say, Baruch Hashem, I went to this class and I heard that it's a waste of time to work those extra hours if my motivation is money. And you both have a little kid. You say, I fully believe that Hashem will give me more money if I'm supposed to have it. Below Yarbe Lasser al Asibos, don't go crazy working, taking a second job and looking for extra work or working more hours. This is the key word. You're not relying on them. If it comes out, you work more. Again, the motivation. Everything's a motivation. If you want to work more because you want to do a better job, that's kosher. Right? You want to work more hours because you want to, even without being a perfectionist, that's why he uses Lashonos here of Lo Yarbe Lachzor Al Hasibos. Don't go crazy looking for the channels to become rich. They don't exist. The channels that create being rich don't exist. You're either going to have it or you won't have it. Now, you may have other reasons to work more or to take a second job. You don't want to go home. So to keep you out of the house. So that's okay. But for the Yusuf Chalem believer, you're not relying on that to make you rich. You're wasting your time. And maybe for Minas Tutul Torah. And maybe a woman can be more involved in Chesed and in mitzvahs. And maybe spending more time with her children, which is also a big mitzvah. Then Lo Yivzru Lo Yosef and Amazon. If you're not supposed to have more than sustenance level, Imoyu Mishtadlu Kol Asher B'Shamayim V'Oretz. Heaven and earth could turn somersaults, and you're not going to get one shekel more than you're supposed to have. Lahosif Allah, Lahoyu Yechayla B'Shum Ponim, Lahoy B'Shum Siba. Kasha Yivtach Elokim, when you have Bitachon, Yitzam Anucha Sliba B'Shal B'Snafsho. You will be calm that you're not going to dip below the red line, because number one on the list. Kilo Yavreno Chuko El Zulaso. Oh, no, I'm sorry, he's making a different point. Whatever you're supposed to have, no one's going to chop your eyes. My competitor is open more hours, so I have to be open more hours. I have no problem. I'm going to earn enough money to live. But I see my competitor is starting to be open more hours. I better... Below, no one's going to take away from what you're supposed to have. Below Yaakov, below Yaakir, may ito hanigzeres lobo. Okay, that's the soul of number two on the list. And again, it's not simplistic. It's very hard to come to terms with it because we see people maybe in such jobs have more money. So first of all, maybe they were supposed to have more money, and that's why Hashem created them in the Chavis of Lovus' world. Maybe that's why they have those inclinations to get those jobs, because those jobs do channel more money. Those are the channels to which Hashem sends it. But if you're not supposed to have it, it's not going to help you to do it. Also, you don't know netto. You don't know a person's netto. I want to tell you something. I have a very, very close friend in Muncie, who's now in Eretz Israel, and he came to visit me. Anybody who looks at him, except maybe 5-6 close friends, sees a person that's not fabulously rich, but very well off. He has a huge house. Huge house, and he's knack, life knack, as they say. He's penniless. He sat and cried to me, came to visit me. He has no money. He's mortgaged to the hilt. He hasn't paid his mortgage in 6 months. He's got a foreclosure notice on the house. I know what he does for a living, and he barely makes ends meet every month. That's without paying his mortgage. He owes over $500,000 on the house. He built a huge house, second mortgage, a third mortgage, whatever they do. And he doesn't know what to do. He works on the top. He's great. He's great. It's hard. It's very, very hard. And all the soccer collectors and everybody. So his kids know already because he's not giving money to his kids. And his kids are really giving money to him. Really, and they sent him to Israel. He can't afford a trip to Israel. He sent them to Israel so he could be in Eretz Yisrael for a week, which is very, very spiritually enervating. But you don't know. That was my point. My point is you don't know. You don't know. Here's a guy who, to the world, looks like he's on top of the world, and he's struggling like the schleppers of the shul that I know are struggling. I don't know if he's not better off than them. And he has these slaves on the side. He's good. He's a good person. So he's having this Messiah in life. I don't know. We try to think why. He works hard. He's even very hard. But my point is, you don't know. So you say, well, look at that. That doctor's rich, and that doctor's rich. And the whole Obamacare might have come about to bring doctors down a few notches. They shouldn't be so falling either. They shouldn't think that they're rich because. So one fell swoop, they took away all the money, their socialistic medicine. Okay, that's the point of the Chavis HaLavus, basically. Now he goes off and he says, sometimes people are wealthy, he says, and they have to realize why they're wealthy. They're wealthy, and therefore, he says, sometimes people employ a lot of people. I have a company. My life worked out that I have a company and I employ a lot of people. Then he says, you can't be frum. He's about to say, well, you can't be thrown to have to close down my company and work 3 hours a day. Hashem set you up that you are the channel for 30 people. That's a responsibility. You can't just close up shop and say you're going to go learn all day. That's what it says. You are, Hashem made you, and that's a mitzvah. It's a tremendous one. You are the conduit for 30 people's basic sustenance, their basic parnasa. Then he says, but don't fall into a trap just because you're rich and you own a company. Sometimes Hashem sustains many people, al yedei ish echad mehem, through one person, he employs them, and that's why he's rich. Not to have more things. Not to treat his workers, that's because of those point goals. Not to treat his workers and give them minimum wage while he buys more cars and smokes better cigars or whatever you do with your money. Right? He says, you realize that you may be rich for a reason. You may be rich to provide other people with parnassah. This is an nisayon. Wealth is a nisayon, as we all know. In Tanakh, wealth is a much more difficult nisayon than poverty. In history, till the abject poverty of the 1700s, 1800s, the abject poverty of Eastern Europe, till that, in history, the Jews, the ghetto, they were fine with poverty. You know, they had enough. And the wealth was always being used. Not always, it's a show. He'd be as wealthy as Rebbe, and be one of the biggest people in Jewish history, like Rebbe. But the Derech Klal, in the Chumash, and in history, wealth is harder. So he says, you have this Nisayon now. If you'll be obedient to Hashem rather than rebellious, this is a Nisayon, and this is a tremendous Nisayon, and something that's luring him away from doing the Ratzon Hashem, because Hashem wants him to support these people, and he says, it's my money, why should I, like, and he gets a little too, if his attitude is kochi votzim yodi, and therefore he wants to cut their benefits and cut their wages and cut this, because he thinks it's his money. You should remember, very possibly, not possibly, Hashem made him wealthy and powerful and having a successful company in order to employ these people. Let's take that into account. The melech shehu makrif chelo ba'avodo, like a king who's mefarnes his army, his servants, his soldiers. And then there's a whole entourage of people getting parnosa. Hashem sees Moseim, Kitos, Meavdeim, Meshamashayim, Ukideim, Menoshim, Ukroivim, Umishtadlim, Ba'avura, Machzor, Alsibus, Kibbutz, Hamoman, and he has to do the Hishtadlus to keep feeding all these people. I'm not talking about stuffer, we're talking about employing people. Miponim, Tobin, Veroim. So he has. They could be, either it means he has to choose between doing it in a kosher way or in a non-kosher way, that's an asayon, or it means he has to support them without regard if they're good people, bad people, that's not his decision to make. Bahasochel mehem, if you're in this position where you are wealthy and you have more money than you need, and you're in a position where you're being mefarnes others, so there's three fatal mistakes you could possibly make. Ba'asachol mehem, the foolish one, if he's yitav b'shloisha ponim, he can make three possible mistakes. Echad mehem, the first mistake is b'katzo momen, he has this wealth that Hashem gave him, and he could take it, he has his wealth in a non-kosher way. Hashem said he should be wealthy. I talked about Shabbos to some degree. Hashem could say you're wealthy, and then you make a bechira and you become wealthy through not kosher means, through stock manipulation, through fooling people. That's really your bechira. You become wealthy because there was a gzeira, you become wealthy, but you just ruined your life and your olam haba by creating a non-kosher channel. And Hashem made the world that in order to maintain bechira, the non-kosher channel can also work. And if you steal something, you can have it. Right? If not for that chiddush, then when you steal something, you should lose it. See, then you can't have stolen goods. It's not kosher. But Hashem made a world in which bechira demands that even evil things work, so to speak. So you'll be wealthy. But you're only rich because Hashem said you should be rich. So you have to live with that dichotomy. He's making bad choices. If he would choose good choices, he would also become rich. Look at the pity. It's a pity, the bank robber. What's your Ashut? Ashut the Gelt. He's wealthy. He stole $1 billion. If he has it, he would have had it anyway. And he could have had it in a kosher way. He would keep Torah, keep mitzvahs, have all of my book, and still be as wealthy as he is. So the first mistake they make is to create non-kosher channels. That's what it is. Rich people, they want to keep it up, and they cut corners, and they do things that otherwise they maybe wouldn't do. And that's mistake number one. But you don't have to do it. It's foolishness. By Shani, that he thinks it's for himself. He doesn't want to give it out. He doesn't want to treat his workers the way he should, and give them raises, and so often he wants to accumulate more money. They're meant for him. Again, this is all the second mistake. He's going to get to the third mistake later. Don't be mixed up with the numbers. Now he's going to give a list of three things that your money is used for. Echelman Terech Mazono for himself. Vuhu Kalkelis Gufo Kulabad. That's for himself. And that's what we said in number one is sort of guaranteed. Vuhu Miftach Men Olakim El Chalashav Ruachayim Atachlis Yomot. That's what we learned in number one. Vashedi Terech Mazono Zuloso. You have a family, and Hashem gives you money to support a wife. Please excuse me, when the Chayt HaLovos was written, the world was normal. And the husband went to work, the wife stayed home. And now we're living in a not normal world. So first of all, it seems that even to have, to tread water, you need two careers. There has to be two careers in the family, just to have the hishtadlus of basic sustenance. That's what it seems like. So you need that. And also women have been emancipated, for the better or for worse, and they don't find, well, it's bad if they don't find fulfillment in the house. But they do have a need, even if they find fulfillment in the house, but they also want to have careers. And I think it's become kosher, I would say, at least in our circles, most of our circles it's kosher, as long as it's not a primary career. As long as the primary career stays the house, and the secondary career is to be the brain surgeon or the university president. As long as it's a secondary career. That's how it is. It's become quite acceptable, accepted and acceptable. And okay, anyway, but the Chayt HaLovos is talking that you get more money because you have to support a wife and children, Tisha, Bodim, Avodim, Shorosim, Benomolam, Meina Muftach Men Elokim L'chal Abruim. There's no, see, from my perspective, there's no guarantee that I'll have enough money to support my wife. My wife has the guarantee, because every person has number one. But from my perspective, my wife's parnasa is already not guaranteed in the sense of my own life. She has her own guarantee. So it all works out at the end. But the Chayt HaLovos is just saying this is not so Eina Muftach Men Elokim L'chal Abruim Elo L'Shkul Ben Betzron Yechad Nef to be Zolchem. You have to have a schus. You know, you can earn enough money for yourself. You're not earning enough money to support your family. But they'll get what they need in whatever way Hashem chooses to give it to them, because to them it's number one. But to me, it's a schus. I need a schus to be able to earn more money than I need in order to support them. I need to be zochet to that. And this includes employees and people that I support. So that's another use of. So that's money is either for myself, my basic needs, or it's for supporting others that Hashem sent my way, and that's the use of the money. And shlishi is more money than I need, and I'm not using it to support others. I'm just accumulating wealth, and maybe I'm buying mosfets with it, and maybe I'm putting it in the bank, and maybe I'm just accumulating it. Tarif kinyan, b'hu amom anasharim bo toelos v'odam. There's really no purpose in it. B'hu shomer olam menotzer also, so he just accumulates more and more money.
till he dies, and then the son gets the Yerusha. So he loses the money. The fool, Yashom Kalash, and Gogol Aborim and Amamon, the fool looks at all, this is the Chagalonis' point, the fool looks at all the money he has as if it's number one. This is what Hashem is sending my way, this is me, and this is what I have to have, and this is what Hashem gave me. The Zehu. So he's saying, oh, first of all, it's for others, it's very possible for others. And third of all, second of all, it's for others. Second of all, you have to use it to be mazin and the finest others. Second of all, or number three on his short list here, is could be, it's going to end up going to waste. Right? You can't spend all the money you have. So you might as well give it to Stoka, do chesed with it, do something purposeful with it.
Isn't it only a tenth, though?
I'm sorry, what?
Isn't it only a tenth? A tenth?
No, that's a minimum. That's a minimum. Tenth is a minimum. Yashav Kol Asher Gozalo Haborim and Hamomo, Shu Terep Mazono, Lechalkelas Gufo, Umamare, Umishadal Olav. And at the end, you know, he gets a heart attack, Chas V'Shalom, because he's a workaholic, and his wife marries someone else, and then they're rich, they have all the money. Chas V'Shalom is like a very cheerful fellow. Sure, she kapsedu l'ba'al ishto, the second husband, the wife gets, has all his money. His biggest enemies end up with the money. Okay, so that's the two. That's the two mistakes.
Rabbi.
Yeah, we'll stop here.
Isn't it a given that man has to work from day seven? B'zeis hapecha.
Have we said anything else in the last 3 months? No,
it means he really has to.
So the Chavis HaLobos is being mechadesh to us that the have-do is only enough for sipuko, for what he needs. After that, it's a waste of time. Now, again, in the real world that we occupy, it could be if I tell my boss I only want to work 4 hours a day, I won't get a job. Right? Or if I have a store, and I talk to close the falafel store at 3 o'clock because I earned enough money, I'm going to lose all my customers. Because in the world we live in today, you have to provide a certain amount of service customers expect. And if we don't, they just go to the other store. There's a lot of stores and a lot of falafel stores around. And people just go to the other. If they don't like the rough sock, they just go to a different row. You know, you got to keep the customers happy. It's very, very true. If they don't like the minion, go to another minion down the block. The minion goes too slow. Too fast, they sing too much, they don't sing enough. I want them to sing Kedusha, I don't want them to sing Kedusha.
Well, they can't hear?
Yeah, there's always another shul down the block. That's the world Hashem made, and it's a more superficial world, it's not a deep world. It's unfortunate, it's superficial, and people are more superficial, not you, great people. People are more superficial. Okay, there's a lot to talk about, let's stick to the Chavis HaLobos. Don't take a second job to have more money. You're wasting your time. Don't work more hours to have more money. You're wasting your time. There might be other reasons to do it. Again, you have to peer into your own heart. You have to be introspective. Maybe talk it over with a mentor or a rav or a good friend to see what your motivation is. But if your motivation is money, bittul's man, says the Chavis HaLobos. You're wasting your time. And then you have to answer for it because you could be doing something spiritual at that time. In the work for the basic sustenance, that's a mitzvah, and you're mechuyev to do it, and you'll be called to task if you don't do it. But yeah.
Where does saving money though for retirement?
That's a terrific question. I'm not even. It's a terrific question. I'm not even going to try to answer it in the time we have left, especially since Yom Kippur coming today. It's a terrific question. I'm not going to answer it until. Really later, I'm sorry, because the Chavis HaLobos talks about it in the sixth parak. He talks about putting away money, saving money, which to us is like the most. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about saving money for a wedding that's going to take place in 20 years, or in 10 years. We'll talk about it. It's a tough topic.
I'm very few.